Apes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hello.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
I am,
Yeah,
okay.
You are. You are.
I am.
You sure are.
I am me.
Yeah, you is.
DB.
DB?
I am DB.
Oh, why? Yeah. We use them quite a bit on this podcast.
We really do. They are a database of movies.
That's true. Hi, I am DB.
Hi.
You're the personification.
Hi.
Oh, hello there. Movies... I got one. You got one. Mine is some utter bullshit. Would you like me to end or would you like me to start?
Oof.
I don't know what you got.
That's a good question.
Yeah. It's up to you.
I'll let you go first.
You fool. All right. Well, people, you can't have it all. I was told to watch this movie.
You were told.
And now I know who enemies are.
Uh-oh.
You're not friend. Uh-oh. You're enemy.
Oh, no.
2022's... Shark Side of the Moon.
I see.
Yes, it's my favorite Pink Floyd album.
Shark Side of the Moon.
Shark Side of the Moon. Oh, God. I watched this on the 22nd of December because I was in the holiday spirit.
Okay.
I love the moon. I love Shark Week.
You can't have Santa without the moon.
You just can't.
Cannot.
Pretty sure he's lunar powered.
Yeah.
This movie's an hour 28. I promise you it'll feel longer.
Uh-oh.
Your genre, regular-ass action and regular-ass horror? I'd argue regular-ass green screen. Your director, Glenn Campbell.
Hi, Glenn.
And Tommy Klein.
Hi, Tommy. Two of you guys to do this one, huh?
Two of you. Both of them are visual effects artists that have largely worked on bad movies.
Okay.
Glenn Campbell, I've done a movie of his before, and I always can't pronounce it. It's Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic, yeah.
I did it.
With Keanu.
That's right. He also worked on Life Force, Tron, and Spaceballs, but these were largely as effects people.
Okay. I like Life Force a lot.
It's a weird one.
It is.
It's a weird one. We never got it on here. I watched it like right before we started the podcast.
It's a good one.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's all you, buddy, if you want it.
A Tobe Hooper joint.
That's right. Your cast is Maxi Wittrack, Ego Mikaeus, Tanya Fox, and Michael Marcel.
There you go.
Your movie summary.
Please.
Decades ago, the USSR developed unkillable sharks and launched them to the moon.
Oh, of course.
Today, a team of American astronauts will endure the fight of their lives. I bet they're going to the moon. The shark side of the moon.
Ooh.
This movie, of course I watch it with a title like that.
Right.
And because someone said, no, 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 do it.
Yep, you had no power.
I had no power.
Nope.
And now I know I've made an enemy this day.
Yeah.
You will perish. Anyways, this movie, the beginning opening sequence, while this has bad CGI, abound.
Right.
Abound. And a lot of the human actors are always in front of a green screen.
Sure.
I feel like they're in the same corridor, walking the same little path. It's so annoying. And it really feels like it's like a 4-hour excursion, just watching them huddled in front of a green screen doing
Yikes.
Their lines. It's super bad. The beginning's kind of fun. And if the movie stayed like the beginning, because in the beginning you get the sharks kind of, I think they're damaging the USSR base that they're escaping from.
Okay.
And they get on a shuttle and end up in space.
Interesting.
And they end up crash landing on the moon and that's where they live.
Huh.
It's wild. They're just humanoid sharks. It's street sharks. It's levels of jawsomeness.
Okay.
But less 90s. And just really the same CGI loop over and over again. The queen shark will look the same. She does this, I think it's supposed to be a sexy little jaunty pose every
okay.
time she talks. I'm like, does she have to do that every time?
It's just on loop.
It's
like a fighting game.
It's like a fighting game.
Yeah.
It's bad. This is one of the most terrible things I've ever watched for this podcast. It's
wow.
pretty rough.
That's saying something.
And I wanted it to be funny, and there's a real chance it could have been, but I mean, this is all I'm going to give you on this one. Do not watch this.
It was funny because when you said, I have some bullshit, I looked over and I just saw giant white patches where your notes usually live.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh, this is real bad.
That means one of two things. I don't need any notes because it's all it burned into my head. Or I'm burned out on this movie.
No,
I don't
want to
speak about it ever again.
Fair enough. Take us home then.
Let's take it home. It's a piece of shit. Please don't.
Okay.
Any little bit of good thing I could say about it, I can instantly do away with. Like, do the actors try? Yes, I guess.
Hopefully they were paid.
Hopefully. IMDb gave this a 2.9.
Holy shit. Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, one of them, not enough for a score. The audience, 50 plus, gave this 71%.
Wow, generous.
I don't know how that happens.
He knows a lot of people.
There's 50 people on the cast and crew.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
The wife watched this with me.
Bless her heart.
Who do you think has the higher score, Max?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with you because she gave it such a low score you felt like you couldn't do that for the podcast.
Well, I don't talk about the scores. I write mine down.
Okay.
And then
that's
take
what I'm guessing. Here's what I'm guessing. She's like one or less. And you were just like, I can't go quite that low. I'll give it a 1.5 or something.
I would be willing to go that low.
Okay.
But she did. She went 1.5.
Okay.
And I had already written down 2.
Okay.
And it's largely off of the fact that the plot was at least a good idea.
Right.
And the actors were not as wooden as expected.
Fair enough.
But that's it. I'm sorry.
That's all. I have a movie.
You got one.
I have a movie. It is from 2017. It is a Christmas movie.
Oh.
It is called El Camino Christmas.
Oh, like the Breaking Bad El Camino?
El Camino. Yeah. That's if you type it into Google to search it up, you will get that first.
Okay.
Several other things, and you have to kind of scroll down a bit to find El Camino Christmas.
Okay.
Yes, I watched this on November 30th of 2024. It is 1 hour and 29 minutes, so okay. Right there, they missed the mark.
I mean, but at least they're not over, right?
They're not over.
Fair.
This is a regular-ass drama. It is directed by David E. Talbert. The cast in this movie is unreal.
Really?
Yeah. You got Dax Shepard.
Okay.
Kurtwood Smith.
Bitches leave.
Tim Allen. Luke Grimes. Kimberly Quinn. Vincent D'Onofrio. Jessica Alba.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, right? For a movie no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
So here's your summary, and the summary sucks. Eric ventures into El Camino in search of his unknown dad. Through no fault of his own, Eric becomes cornered in a local liquor store with 5 other people on Christmas Eve, mistaken as a hostage taker.
Oh.
So I'll give you the rundown of this movie because it does help me make my point. So this guy is going to El Camino looking for his dad. He's never met his dad before. And he kind of runs afoul of some of the local law enforcement. They're like, what are you doing? And he kind of gives them a story. They're not 100% sure. They're not 100% sure about his car checking out because he doesn't know the year of his car. And it's like a really nice sports car. And like one of the cops is like, how would he not know if he owns a car that nice exactly what year the car is? Like it just doesn't happen. It's like, what's this dude up to in our town? You know, kind of that very First Blood-esque.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to keep...
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I got to keep a tight lid on my town kind of feeling. And so he goes to find his dad at the last known address of his father. He meets Tim Allen, okay. Who is playing a character who's like ex-military, just kind of like living on the bottle, tells him that he'll tell him about his dad if he takes him to the bar and buys him a couple drinks.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah, exactly. So like, they don't get along very well and he's trying to get information from him and he just kind of, Tim Allen drinks himself to the point he gets into a bar fight with somebody and
nice. It
gets into this whole mess. Dude leaves and the cops are like on top of him and it gets to where things escalate with the cops and it gets to a chase, like this high speed chase. Ooh. On the road that it involves one of the cops getting run off the road. One of the cops is Vincent D'Onofrio, who plays like fantastic, like drunken sleaze bag, big dick swinging cop. Like,
okay.
It's awesome.
Nice.
And so then he ends up in this liquor store with the Tim Allen character and some other folks from around town who seem to be pretty decent people. And so what happens is they kind of have a back and forth in the liquor store. Vincent D'Onofrio gets mad and he's going to pull out his gun and kind of take the guy down and he like pushes the gun out of the way and it fires outside and the other cops are out there. So like Kurtwood Smith, who's the sheriff, and they have Dax Shepard, who's like this really, like really funny but terrible deputy.
Sure.
And so they think that that guy is firing at them and he's trying to protect the people and himself in the liquor store and it was the cop firing. So there's like this back and forth gunfight that's like instant, like, oh crap, nobody expected there to be a gunfight. It's at times like very dramatic. dramatic and at times trying to be very funny, but it loses itself in between these two kind of back and forth tones. So you find out towards the end, you're like, I don't know how this kid's going to get out of this. At a point, Vincent D'Onofrio gets shot in the back and forth and dies.
Okay.
And so now they think that this kid killed him.
Naturally.
And he's going to take more hostages. He's like, how do I get these people out alive? How do I get out of this alive? And so then you find out that Tim Allen is his dad.
Okay.
And he's like, I got you. I got this. And Tim Allen goes out with a gun and gets killed.
Okay.
And he, you know, ends up kind of like being like, I'm the one who actually, you know, making himself look like the hostage taker, and the kid was framed. And so he ends up doing this one thing for his son because he couldn't for his whole, he didn't for his whole life. So it was like kind of lovely.
Does he tell him he's his dad too?
Yeah. He figures it out and everything. So it's like, it's kind of this lovely moment at the very end, but like the movie spends so much time trying to be like this weird First Blood movie and not quite understanding what it really wants to be.
Sounds like it.
That it kind of falls all over itself. There's so much more interesting stuff they could have done, but kind of like left it a while. And they make it like super duper obvious that Tim Allen is his dad. Like there's no question, just like by sheer Scooby-Doo numbers math.
Sure.
We can tell the only character introduced we don't know is the Tim Allen character. There's not much meat on the bone there. Like I'm going to make a leap here and assume that it's his dad.
Right.
And so it's just kind of like, it's just like, those are the little things that the word I kept using over and over again in my review is squandered.
Right.
There's so much opportunity for the script to be really interesting. There's zero reason for it to take place at Christmas, truthfully. Mm-hmm. Like, it just kind of use it as a pseudo backdrop, but they don't even do it well. Like, you know how they use it in Lethal Weapon where Mel Gibson's about to commit suicide and it's all Christmassy and shit?
Right.
And it's this really fun contrast that is created between the joy of the holiday and the absolute fucking shit pit that Mel Gibson's in at the beginning of Lethal Weapon. It doesn't have that contrast. It's just there as like a pleasant backdrop.
Did they do it to make it have so many people in this liquor store on Christmas Eve kind of thing?
No, like the girl gets called in and like she can't find a sitter for her kid because her mom usually watches him, but she has a date on Christmas Eve. So it's almost even like kind of works against the script at points.
Yeah, no.
So it's like she's in there with her son and she's like, I'll just kind of let him hang in the back room or whatever while I work this shift.
Weird.
It's, yeah, it's like so busy trying to do other stuff that doesn't advance the story, the characters, or anything meaningful for the movie, that it kind of falls really flat in so many areas that you can't really excuse how poor the script ends up being.
Okay.
And I mean, we like the powerhouse of people in this movie can't save it, which is insane because everybody in this movie brings it.
I would have made Jessica Alba his dad.
I think she was a producer on this movie, if I'm not mistaken, and she plays just like a reporter who's like the first one on the scene from a local station, and this gets like broadcast on larger stations. She's like got her big break now.
Right.
So she's like freaking out and kind of hamming it up and stuff.
I'd have made that Tim Allen. I would have made her the dad.
It's, yeah, right? It was so, and like Tim Allen is like, he's a good dramatic actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not given the most to work with. It's just everybody feels like a character you've seen other places.
Yeah.
I like that the one character I liked a lot was Kurtwood Smith's character, mm-hmm. because he plays the sheriff of the local the police department. Normally that character's like super wise and like very learned and experienced and streetwise. Kurtwood Smith kind of fucks up and tries to like unfuck up the fuck ups a little bit, and he knows like a lot of his police officers suck, and he like tries to cover for them or like excuses it away. So he kind of sucks, but he just kind of is like living with it. So it was actually an interesting character, and like there were so many moments of like, oh, that's such a good idea, let's dig deeper here. And they just didn't, to go back to this really generic, how do we get all these people wrangled into a liquor store and try to drag out an entire act of this movie in a liquor store?
I bet there's a lot of sheriffs that are like just like that.
Yeah,
it's like, definitely. Well, if nothing big happens, I'm going to look great when it's like, oh, I've been here 20 years and nothing bad's happened.
Right, and it's like, how many sheriffs do we see in movies that are always the kind of wizened sage characters?
Yeah.
And it's like, it was such a nice subversion where he wasn't a bad guy. He just was working with what he had.
Right.
Like, these are the guys I got. Yeah, it's like, I have like almost nothing and I have to have to make it work. It's just the role I'm in. And he's frustrated. And
I got Dax Shepard. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome. It's like, I know Vincent D'Onofrio is a corrupt drunkard over here. I know I got this dude who's basically completely inept over here. And it's just like, but this is the resources I have to work with and I have to make it work.
Right.
He's frustrated and he kind of sucks because everything he has kind of sucks. So it's not like that classic sports movie where the big-hearted coach pulls a team of misfits together and they pull out the win. This is just kind of like, we're losing because we suck and I'm not perfect either. So like, so many ways they could have went a little deeper and a little bit more interesting with it, but just everything got cut short just for the fact of like, we have this movie, we kind of have to, you know, make our way through it and blah, blah, blah. It's just like, damn, there was so much. And like the end of the movie with the son and the father, was really heartfelt. And it's like, had there been more to it and more time spent emphasizing it, as opposed to just like, we get it. He's like, Tim Allen's a drunk. Like, he just, his life is falling apart. He's an, you know, he's an ex-vet and he just can't get his life back together. Post-service, that's very common.
Right.
I get it. Make the character more than that. And he tries. Like, he does his best with what he has. There's just not a lot of meat on the bone for him to work with. And again, there's no other characters introduced that could be the father. And it's like, why are we hearing a story about a kid looking for his dad if he's not going to, in fact, find, especially a Christmas movie where it happens. It's a cool, like, moment of Tim Allen being like, you know what? I did jack shit for you your whole life. I'm going to actually step up and do something good for you. And it was, like, really lovely and, like, could have been so much better. Like, it was really good as is, like, but I wanted it to be great. It's like, that's really what I watched this whole movie for, is this moment, right? And it just didn't deliver. So it was like, keep going back to that squandered word, like, a lot of going after the low-hanging fruit, trying to be safe, not tonally confused. Like, it's a tonally confused film. It just kept missing, and I wanted it to succeed so badly, because there was just, you could see the shades of it working. And it's like, no, stop. You're like getting in your own way so desperately.
Yeah, we need less celebrities and more writers, maybe.
It was tragic just how close that script was to awesome.
That's a shame.
And it just kept getting in its own way.
I'm so curious what the numbers end up being because of that.
So IMDb gives this a 5.7.
Oh, that's not good.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, not enough critics. Four critics reined in and it wasn't very good. Your audience, 250 plus, gave it 41%. Yeah. So I gave this a 5.5 because I do think that I would say it succeeded a touch more than it failed. But truthfully, if they went in the directions they could have went and literally set up, but just kind of avoided, like, we're going to give you this impression and then go the other way, by the way. If they had done one or two of the things that they set up and just didn't bother to go, I could see myself easily giving this an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
There's so much here that worked really well, and they worked so hard to get in their own way that they knocked it all the way down for me to like a 5. And like, it's the barely memorable.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Sam was a little bit harsher than me. She gave it a 5 out of 10.
Okay. I mean, that just sounds right to me then.
Yeah, it was just, unfortunately, they kept going with cliche, low-hanging fruit, not diving into deeper, more interesting waters, and they came out with a very forgettable film.
I would have made his dad the Santa Claus out front with the Salvation Army bell, and it would have been Jessica Alba.
Ho, 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 ho.